Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'll tell you what it is. Over the last few days, a number of constituents and others and some councillors and the MLAs and one outgoing MP have said to me, have you heard anything about the Nolan Show? They're going to charge callers 50p a time. I says, what for? They said, in ringing in, I said, there's some people, it's going to cost them a fortune.
How have you got a hold of this?
Well, a number of people, one very influential gentleman who seemed to know what he was talking about, and he said it was because you were possibly going to get another large increase in your salary.
I am not here to talk about my salary today.
Well, seemingly this is what the 50p, and it could even be higher, is going towards, because the BBC are saying they can't fully fund what you are seeking. And I would like you to confirm or deny if this is...
I refuse to. No, I'm refusing to do that.
Now, one newspaper actually rang me about 10 minutes ago. They said they'd been on to a few public representatives. Have they heard anything? Some of them said yes, others said no.
So what is your specific question to me?
Well, is it correct that callers to the Nolan Show are going to have to pay in the region of 50 pence for each call?
It's actually 75p per call.
75.
Yes.
Well, Stephen, I think that's a total and utter disgrace.
It's part... Well, you can look at it two ways. We weren't actually ready to reveal this morning just yet. But the two ways you can look at that is this. I've been asking the BBC for quite a while now, given the size of our audience, for a pay rise. And they have decided that the way to fund at least some of the money for me is for me to get a share of the phone calls.
Well, that's exactly what I've been hearing.
But it basically means that it's not. I'm not getting paid up front, the pay rise. So I'm getting it from the phone calls.
Well, Stephen...
So in other words, I get it from results.
Well, I know you have got hundreds of callers each day, some people who can't even get on, just to talk to some of your researchers. But I want this to be looked into, and I'm going to raise this at the highest level.
You can raise it what you want, because I've signed the deal with the BBC already.
Well, I intend speaking...
It's 75p a call. Can I just...
Well, I'm going to speak to the controller. I know him very, very well, of the BBC in Northern Ireland. I never heard anything like it in my life. And I don't know of anyone, either throughout the UK or the British Isles, in a phone-in programme, that they're going to have to pay. And you know what's going to happen here? A lot of people are just not going to bother phoning
but
in.
But it's not... Can I just make it clear before you spin this?
I'm not spinning anything, Stephen.
You're spinning it.
I'm very angry myself now.
Well, let me make this clear. It is not 75p a minute. It's only 75p a call.
No, I realise that.
I get half of it. So I get 38p or whatever it is. It's only 38p a call I'm getting, Jim. It's not 38. It's not £38 I'm getting.
Well, you work Monday to Friday in BBC Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Between 9 o'clock and 10:30, right? An hour and a half... And the number of people who are phoning in, it's increasing all the time. You keep reminding listeners, it's the biggest show in the country, and it is fair play to you. But, Stephen, fair's fair. Fair's fair. You were talking there earlier about the big earners paying more tax and so forth, and then you're now telling us about, you're confirming this, about having to pay 75p. Catch yourself on. I can tell you now, before your programme ends today, I'll be on to the BBC controller to discuss this. I think it's a shame. An outrage. An absolute outrage. And if you were a man at all, you would forgo any wage increase. You would lead by example.
0845 955 678. Let me know what you think this morning. Mervyn in Hollywood. Morning, Mervyn.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, this is absolutely ridiculous if there's any truth in it. How low can you get? What is it you won't do for money?
This
I mean,
is
you must be earning at least a half a million a year from the BBC, Radio 5 Live and everything else. And now you're charging me for ringing you.
This is a different revenue stream.
It doesn't matter if it's a different revenue. It's the principle of the thing. You're getting lower and you'll do anything for money. The next step you will become a Conservative MP and that's you fixed for life. It is scandalous that anybody should be in their homes this morning wanting to talk to you about serious issues, about education, about health, about cutbacks and voluntary work. I mean, we're having to pay you 75p or 38p, whatever it is. Stephen, for goodness sake, go and catch yourself on. It is scandal. It is absolute not a rip-off.
Have you any idea how successful this show is?
Yes.
So if I was in the...
I've been ringing in from day one. I was part of it.
Right. Well, if I was in the commercial sector, and this is a bit that you and Jim Rogers are getting wrong. If I was in the commercial sector, I could probably double... I have had offers to double my money. Now, what I've said to the BBC is, I want more money. They won't give it to me up front, so they're giving me 38p a call.
I couldn't care less about the commercial quarter or what you might offers you're getting. The principle of the thing is what you're doing now, employed by the BBC, paid for by me and Jim Rogers and hundreds of thousands of other people. That's the principle of the thing.
It's only 38p.
It doesn't matter if it's only 38p. It's the principle of the fact that
Stephen,
you're getting money.
Mervyn's right. It is the principle. And I would like you to give this very serious consideration and tell your listeners tomorrow, because of the public outcry, you've decided not to go ahead with this. You're going to forgo it.
No, there's absolutely no way. This is part of my new deal.
Well, it may be part of your new deal. Some people are absolutely struggling trying to make ends meet. The number of people who have been thrown out of work in the last few days because of government cutbacks, not just in hundreds, now it's in thousands. And you're looking for an increase, and you're going to get an increase.
Paul, good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, it's an absolute disgrace that you want more money. The money you earn, and you want more money.
Well, he doesn't want more money.
You do. You're scraped. You're saying you're getting half the money, and it's 38p. You don't realise how hard some people are getting it, and you're scraping more money.
Have you
any way you can?
Have you ever rang a premium rate line before?
No.
Well, have you never voted for the X Factor? There's no one complains. The thousands.
I probably have, Stephen. You get paid an absolute fortune and you want more and more and more money. It's a disgrace. You want more money at the public's expense.
I actually,
all you're doing is losing the respect of the public.
I actually thought this would be a way that most of you would support, because the Beeb aren't giving it to me up front. It's from your calls. Every time, if you were calling me next week, this is a free call at the moment, isn't it? Or whatever it is, your standard network rate, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not going to miss 75p.
It's not the 75p.
It's the principle
thing,
Stephen. It's a principle thing. You earn a clean fortune. See, there, right? And you want people who are on significantly less income to pay 75p just to bump up your bank account.
That's right.
Grow up.
Jan and Ballygan. Morning, Jan.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen. I just think the whole thing's all ridiculous anyway. I mean, you're never come on there unless you're talking about you and your money and what you have and what you haven't, but we never find out exactly what you have. And so you're quite able and can afford to pay all these big prices that come up. But I was just thinking to myself, the next time there's a job going in there, but when Vinnie moves out, I think I'll apply, and then I won't have to pay any money for to get onto the radio. I'll be on it anyway.
So would you rather I just got this, Councillor Rogers, would you rather I just got this up front then? Is that what you're actually saying?
No, I think you should forego any increase. And I want you to, you're a decent man, you're an honourable man.
And don't be listening
you're
to Jim
very
Rogers.
Considerate.
Jim Rogers,
you help other people.
Rubbish.
My advice to you, Stephen, is to forego it. And if you're not prepared to say that today, think about it overnight and come back and tell us tomorrow. After the outcry today on the airwaves and the Nolan Show, you've decided you're not going to take any increase.
I've got to say, there isn't that much of an outcry. There really isn't.
Well, from what I'm now hearing, the lines are jammed. The lines are jammed. People can't even get through. And John told me apart last week in regards to that man choking the street. She's not tearing you apart today. She's been very soft on you for some unknown reason.
Well, for some, I can't be bothered with Nolan at all. He talks a load of sugar every day. That's why. He talks sugar every day, so I don't bother my head listening to anything he says.
So you're quite happy that he's going to ensure that we're going to pay 75p a call?
No, I am not indeed. I'd not be paying any of that old nonsense.
Well, you won't have a choice. If you ring in, I get it.
Well, I'll not be ringing in at all. That's for definite. Most people would be glad to hear me saying that anyway.
Kevin and Ballyhinch. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Stephen. Listen, I actually, fair play to the BBC at the same time, because this is a great show that you do. And
this is
an extra few quid. Look, listen, you're an entrepreneur anyway, you know what I mean? So you're entitled to add extra money. You give a great service.
This is a way of not having to put the licence fee up.
Oh, absolutely.
In order 100%. To pay me more.
100%. And if people don't want to ring in, then they'll not ring in. You know what I mean? But I think it's pure quality. You know what I mean? And I don't have a problem paying 75p or whatever it is. Because actually, it actually goes back into tax coffers anyway. It actually goes into tax. You'll be paying extra tax, so fair play.
Well, I can tell you now that every line in the building's jammed. I'm just sorry, Jim Rogers, that this hasn't started today. I'd be making a fortune already.
Yes, you probably would, but if this is going to be the case, you will make an absolute fortune. You should be ashamed of yourself. I wonder what your wee mother thinks of you.
I wonder what Norman thinks.
Norman was calling in earlier on. I just don't think Vinny's got around to putting him on yet.
I never heard Norman yet.
Look, Stephen, it's an absolute disgrace, and admit it, you're a multi-millionaire. It's just unbelievable you're going to take even more from listeners who can't afford it and who want to get their voice across.
Okay, well, look, what we'll do today is we'll do some type of... There's Andrew ringing in on line 7. I think it's ridiculous, this contract that's being signed. This was a straight negotiation, Jim Rogers, between me and the BBC Northern Ireland controller.
Well, that's who I'm going to speak to.
Would do anything.
That's who I'm going to speak to. I'm just looking here, Stephen. I've had 21 emails since I come on the air. I've had 14 text messages and 7 missed phone calls. Quite clearly, all to do with this. People just can't believe it. And we have a special council. Well, we have had the first council meeting tonight, the new council. And if I can get an emergency motion put forward in this, I intend doing it. Calling on the BBC controller Northern Ireland not to accede to this request.
Well, he's already signed the deal.
Well, I'm sure there's a get-out clause somewhere, but this can't be allowed, Stephen.
You get
Stephen.
7 days, don't you, for to make up your mind whether you want to do that or not, so he has a wee witness to fill out.
Applies to the BBC. When did you sign this, Stephen?
This deal was done last week. I'd like to know how you found out about it.
Well, I have fairly reliable sources throughout society, and they were good enough to tip me off, but I thought at first it was a joke. I couldn't believe it.
Okay, Councillor Rogers, thank you. Jan and Ballygan, thank you. The line's jammed about this. We'll do what we do with every other story. If you want to talk about this today, we'll bring you on. William Crawley's in the studio this morning. Good morning to you.
Hey, Stephen.
Good morning.
I have to say this is the first time I heard about this today. And
someone in the BBC has clearly leaked this to Councillor Jim Rogers, which I'm not very happy about.
Well, I mean, I'm on Talkback at 12, obviously, and we've got a lot of texts and emails and people wanting to talk to us about this, because people are... under the misunderstanding, I think, that this is a new general rule that applies to every programme. And obviously we're a phone-in show as well. So I want to absolutely assure all of our listeners that I haven't done anything, any kind of deal like this. Our programme haven't done any kind of deal like this. And all,
you probably leaked it, Crawley.
No, I didn't leak this. But all, I didn't know about it until today, Stephen. But all calls to Talkback will remain absolutely free. And I have to say, you know, I thought I was getting involved in public service broadcasting when I got into this game. I didn't think that...
Well, you're actually not supposed to express an opinion yourself, are you?
I'm not expressing an opinion. I'm saying I believe in public service broadcasting.
All right.
And I don't think the BBC have thought through...
Well, it's not for you to think. It's not for you to think what the BBC have thought
through.
Well,
no, I'm not party to it. I'm not party to it.
No, you're not.
You've obviously had this conversation privately.
And you're slightly irked that you can't get as good a deal as I can.
I'm not irked at all. I'm not in this for the money. I'm in this for public service broadcast.
I think what you'll see here, Crawley, is that unlike your show, when people are actually coming on to criticise the presenter or the programme, we put them on air.
Yes, you do.
Yes, we do.
No, I grant
which
that.
We're doing.
I grant that.
George in the Shankill. Good morning, George.
Morning. How you doing, Steve?
Good morning.
Good morning, William.
So good morning, George.
Just because no doubt you will have now people like Crawley spinning this. So just to reassure you, this is not, as some people are already texting in, 75p a minute. It is only 75p a call. It is a different way that the BBC have come up with for paying me. So rather than them giving me a pay rise up front, I've got to earn it through the calls. What's wrong with that, George?
It's an absolute outrage, Stephen. I mean, everybody will be moving to talkback anyway. I mean, what we need now is maybe Vinny pushing for his own show, maybe on some other commercial station or something where you can ring in for free. This could be Vinny's big break, but I mean, to charge 75p, I mean, the likes of Norman and Bangor and Birdie, how's Birdie going to afford that there from Lisburn? I mean, he's not getting enough without you charging him every day he rings in.
It's only 75p.
It's a lot of money to some people, Stephen, so it is, you know what I mean?
Well, if it's a lot of money, tell them not the phone.
Well, you have regular callers in there, you know what I mean? I mean, the likes of Birdie, as I say, from Lisburn.
There's
nobody
forcing these people to pick up the phone.
I mean, Thomas from North Belfast, it rings in, he can be paying a tenner a day, come by many calls he makes. You know, you have to think of the regulars here, and as I say, you know what's going to happen here? Frank Mitchell's listeners is going to go through the roof here, so they are.
Stephen and Antrim, you're supporting me this morning.
Yes, I am indeed. I think that's an absolute joke how your man comes on there. That councillor guy come on there to say...
Councillor Rogers.
He must think he's a real big man there coming on this morning and throwing this in the spanner in the works. I think, you know, it's not that long ago the politicians, all them boys were all in the air for pay raises and pay expenses. He only works for a couple of hours a week and they get 15 or 16 grand. You know what I mean? So... No, I think there's a lot of work done on the Nolan show there, and I think he's coming on there and saying what he was saying there.
So wind your neck in, George.
You know.
No, Stephen, as I say, it's too much. So it is definitely too much. You know, if you look at that Sunday Life article at the weekend, so it is, we're all struggling, so we are, and yet of all, you come up with more money-making scams, so you do.
I've got to say, I'm quite stunned this morning, George.
I don't know why you're stunned.
I thought you were quite a loyal... listener, George. And you, there's nothing loyal about you, Crawley.
Well, I've no idea why you would be feeling stunned. I have never in my life heard of the BBC making this kind of private commercial arrangement.
Well,
with someone.
Jeremy Clarkson wasn't on a side deal?
That was a private company. Jeremy Clarkson owned half the company. That was a private commercial arrangement through BBC World.
Yes.
This is the normal BBC journalistic budget we're talking about. And I think it's perfectly reasonable. It's a public service organisation. It's perfectly reasonable that members of the public who are paying your licence fee, our wages, Stephen, should say, I want to be involved in a decision of this kind. It changes the nature of broadcasting. Here.
Don't be Stephen, ridiculous. It changes the nature of broadcasting. That's 75p.
Stephen, would you be happy with Gregory Campbell putting an invoice and tell you every time he calls?
Well, I'm just waiting for him to ring in. That'll be the next of it.
Well, I mean, if Gregory was to put an invoice in every time he rings in there, you know what I mean? You'd be out a few quid. So, you know, with your 75 people come down a lot.
Is it the amount or is it the principle?
I would say it's the principle of the thing. And as I say, regular callers are, you're going to have some people spending 10, 15, 20 pounds in an hour and a half.
Right. I actually think I'm in a situation now where I have to reveal the detail of this, which will maybe make this slightly easier to swallow, George, right? So I was asking the BBC for a 30 grand pay rise and they refused to give it to me. Now, if you think of it, right, I've created the biggest radio show in the country, all right?
In the region.
All right? The biggest show in the country. And so I wanted 30 grand. They wouldn't give it to me. So we did a deal. We get a few hundred calls a day. Those 75p's will add up. And at the end of the day, rather than me getting that up front, George, I've got to earn it.
Stephen, I know, but you mean people would say, the cynics would say, you didn't earn it in the first place, sitting there. I mean, you're sitting there 5 to 9 in the morning. Vinny's everything sitting ready for you. I was listening to that on Monday night from early morning, and Vinny was on your show. He was on Terry in the afternoon, and then he was on his own show at night. So, I mean, if you're talking workers and people putting hours in, that's the kind of man would earn the money.
He's a wannabe. He'd be anywhere and everywhere.
5 to 9, the way at 25 to 11.
Here's Norman and Bangor now. Morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen, 75p a phone call, and people can ring 5 live on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday night in England for nothing.
That's right, they refused to do it. I couldn't get the 5 live controller to budge. But the Northern Ireland controller, well, he actually did the deal from his caravan.
Well, I'm taking myself to my friend William Crawley and talk back all right. And all my fans, won't I? Well,
thank you, Norman.
Just remember there's a value in everything, Norman. Crawley might be free, but but I'm expensive. There's a value in everything.
There's a serious journalistic point here, Stephen. I'll tell you why they should not be doing this. Because if you are going to personally profit from the number of calls coming into your show...
So you're offering an opinion again?
No, I'm saying this is a journalistic opinion. If you are going to personally profit from the number of calls coming into your programme, that will affect your editorial on this show. Because you will then do only stories that you know will get a spike in the calls. You'll not be making proper journalistic decisions. You'll be going increasingly tabloid, if that's possible, for this show. You will be going increasingly tabloid,
yes,
and going for only those stories that bring you as much money as possible.
That's right.
That is not journalism anymore, Stephen.
What are you talking about?
That is not journalism.
You're sitting there telling me what journalism is.
Oh, I think somebody should explain it to you.
Right, I think we should leave it here. We'll continue. Thank you,
Thank
William.
You. Williams, 12 Williams, o'clock.
William's free at 12. I'm not free. Brendan on the line. Morning to you, Brendan.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning.
How you doing? I just think, Stephen, that the flippant remark that you made regarding people don't want to pay, tell them not to phone in.
Yes.
Evidence of someone who has forgotten who put him where he is.
What are you talking about?
Well, if the people weren't phoning or you didn't have the listeners that you had, you would have no worries about what to charge.
But my point is, it's not as if we're not being upfront about it. Now, we were going to tell you, Councillor Rogers has leaked this, we were going to tell you closer to the time, but you all know about it now, so there's no secret. So my point is not being disrespectful, Brendan, it's simply being, now you know it's going to cost you, I get 38p of the 75, so now you've got a choice.
Mm-hmm. I just think that, you know, as you said, that you weren't being disrespectful. I would say a lot of your loyal listeners would beg to differ.
Stephen, what about all the pensioners and people who are facing hard economic times, who really, they're the people who need to be getting onto your show and having a go at politicians and voicing their opinions? What about those people? I don't think you obviously get your mobile phone paid for by the BBC on your perky, you know, one of the perks of your cushy contract. You know, us regular folks, we have to pay these things ourselves.
It's 75p and the man's only getting 38 pence of it. For goodness sake, everybody can afford 75p. He's saving the world on a daily basis, and surely they can afford 75p for their world saving cause to give him a call.
Look at this now. The BBC sent in a statement.
Yes,
right?
The BBC have said...
All right, they don't usually send statements this quickly,
they can
do they?
Be quite slow, but they've reacted quite quickly today. The BBC deeply regrets the alleged leaking of information to this morning's Nolan show. It is not our policy to comment on private contractual matters. We would, however, point out to listeners and to Mr. Nolan that the contract negotiations with him have not yet concluded.
Oh, yes, they
Today's
have.
Coverage oh, no, no, is therefore both premature and unhelpful. Well, maybe you see it differently than they do.
So read that statement again.
So the BBC, they deeply regret the alleged leaking of information to this morning's Nolan show.
Listen to this funny wee man up on the sixth floor in Market Air. This will be him writing this.
I don't know
this.
If he wants his name given out. It is not our policy to comment on private contractual matters. Usually you are way up there not wanting to talk about it. We would, however, point out to listeners and to Mr. Nolan that contract negotiations with him have not yet concluded. Today's coverage is therefore both premature and unhelpful. That just kind of sums you up in one line, that premature and unhelpful.
What are they saying in that statement? Are they actually saying they're not going to honour it now?
Well,
I
think they're suggesting that they haven't yet decided. There is no deal as yet. So
yes,
maybe you've just jumped the gun a bit.
There is a deal. Wouldn't be like this lot to go back in a deal, but there was a deal. There was a handshake.
Did you sign anything?
Yes.
A handshake is not a deal. That doesn't work like that. You have to sign something to make it legal.
The chief operating officer
on
of this organisation.
Yes.
That's one of the top men in this building.
Mm-hmm.
A wee squirt of a man called Mark Taylor. He has agreed 75p a call.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't like being called a wee squirt of a man.
Well, he's called it now. If he doesn't pay it, he'd be called
what
worse.
Is this, what does this round your salary up to, if we were to just give it in one big figure? $1 million a year?
I think it's time to move on.
800 grand a year?
Thank you, young Vincent.
Stephen, hold on a second. This sounds like the old boys club, if I can be frank here. You know, doing deals for each other. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. You know, what about the woman? Are there any women who are getting this kind of increase?
Adrian, can I tell you one thing? We, in terms of the team, are not getting one penny from this. So this is simply for Stephen. So
that's
none of this goes to the team.
This is for the driving force presenter behind the
driving
show.
Driving force.
Young Vincent.
That Thomas,
premature and unhelpful.
Outrageous.
Thomas in North Belfast. Good morning, Thomas.
You're doing, Stephen. Stephen, this is an absolute outrage. I will be getting on to my MPs
whoever it is, and I will be.
What do they charge?
Well, Stephen, I think it's a disgrace, and all these young pensioners, these pensioners that are ringing in, I would like to reassure them and tell them how they can get out of this. The likes of Norman and Bangor and Bertie, if they withhold their number, then you won't know they're calling them, so you won't be able to charge them 75p. And I'll be getting that put in there. I'll be getting that, my MP, to send that out to everybody.
Yeah, but that's not true. That's not true, is it? Because
in their manifesto,
the telephone system will clearly bill it to your... You know, it's not as if you have to write a cheque.
Right. How do you know that, Stephen? How do you know that?
Well, it's not as if you have to write a cheque. Remember that this will be automatically billed.
Well, Stephen, that's how... I mean, people are already paying you their licence fee money. They're paying up front and all. I know some amount. The likes of George rung in from the Shankill. He watches a portable TV out the back of his house. And I mean, I don't think he pays a licence. But this is a disgrace. I mean, as the Shinners and the Dupers going to get a wee bit of a money off whenever they phone in or anything?
Well, the Shinners and the Dupers are trying to get through this morning. There's a surprise to air their views on this today.
But they'll put that under their expenses.
I don't think this
They'll be getting a free call.
I don't think this is...
Your loyal listeners... I mean, I think I'd be going to Frank Mitchell. That's it. I mean, that's it. I'm away, too.
Well, he's away now. 0845 955 678 is the number to call this morning. The text, 81771. The email, Nolan at bbc.co.uk. At Stephen Nolan on Twitter. Here's Ken this morning. Morning, Ken.
Stephen, what are you at, son? Keepers all. William was right. You're no longer interested in journalism at all. You've just sold yourself out. Go to the Sun and be done with it. And join the Red Tops. Because you're serving no more purpose anymore here in the province.
What do you mean?
Bye. What? Charging people to ring in to a public broadcasting service.
But can I remind you that this is instead of me getting the 30 grand up front?
You shouldn't even be getting that. You're getting plenty of it. You know, you're just playing on the woes of ordinary people. And it's disgraceful. You should be ashamed of yourself.
So what do you think I'm worth? Well, Bertie in Lisburn. Morning, Bertie.
Morning, Stephen.
You wouldn't mind paying a pound a call for me, would you?
Oh, I don't mind paying a pound a call. Like, it might be a wee bit hard, but I can still afford it. I'm not on the rocks yet, you know?
And the assurance that I can give everybody is that 75p is fixed for the first 6 months. Now, there is a clause, Bertie, that it may go up to a pound within the first year, but it certainly won't go up to any more than that.
But perhaps I'll get a concession saying I'm a pensioner, will I?
I should point out at this stage that the BBC is denying that this deal is sealed. SDLP Councillor Tim Atwood's with us this morning. Morning to you, Councillor Atwood.
Stephen, I'm just absolutely flabbergasted. You are now Mr. BT in the BBC, and that you are actually, when we ring in and the listeners to your programme ring in, you're getting the percentage of the money from those telephone calls. It is an outrage. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, who would you rather got it?
You're saying that you're happy that you're taking money and raiding money from the public purse, from the members of the public, and you're benefiting from that. Are you happy with that?
Of course would you not be happy if you were getting 38p a call?
Well, you're already earning a fortune. You work 7 days a week.
Yes.
At BBC. You must be the best paid presenter in Good Morning in Radio Ulster and Radio 5 in these islands.
I would hope so.
And then you're ripping off your listeners by claiming and taking a percentage of the profit.
Well, it's all subjective, isn't it? Because Bertie in Lisburn, you've said that you'd be happy to go up to a pound a call.
Oh, yes, that's correct. And Stephen, will you be paying tax on this money?
Absolutely.
Well, there you are. What is people moaning about?
I can reassure you all that I will pay tax on your money.
That's very good. I already pay tax myself, so there you are. That's fair.
You're going to earn even more money.
Councillor, Councillor Jim Rogers is back with us today again. Councillor Rogers, are you still outraged?
Yes, I am. and great that I was able to take you on this morning, April Fool's Day. I can't wait to see your face. Unbelievable, you sucker, you mug, you.
Do you know the...
what? You're hard to take on. But you fell for it this morning.
Do you know the only problem, Jim? I'm worried how many people actually believed I would do that.
You're right. I'm, start saving the date. What was happening?
Oh, Bertie, I'm glad to hear you laughing.
So can I... Can I just assure everybody this morning, we're not charging a penny extra for the calls. It's April Fool's Day, you bucky jit.